That's interesting. Is there any thought about using anti-HER agents in combination with HFR antibodies?
I haven't seen any data yet, but it could be interesting to explore that.
As long as you mention HER2, and we'll get into the other issues too, but what are the therapeutic implications? Are you using anti-HER therapy in these patients?
Yes, I mean, we have clinical trials at Mayo Clinic and Sarah Cannon that really target HER2 amplification. And it's really following the guidance of breast cancer. I mean, there are data from an Italian study, trastuzumab, lapatinib, a combination that was tested in the ALTO trial in breast cancer, for instance, high response rate in the range of about 30%, even in heavily pretreated patients. And more importantly, some of the responses are actually long-lasting. And there's the MyPathway study, which looks at combination of trastuzumab, pertuzumab. Hurwitz, you know, published or presented some of the data. Again, similar response rate, 35 to 40% longer lasting. And, you know, this is without chemotherapy. This is just exploiting biology. You use two HER2 targeted agents in a later line setting, and you see durable responses in about 30 to 35% of patients.
So what specifically is a regimen that you have used or would use outside a trial setting?
Yeah, I have used both. I've used trastuzumab, lapatinib, and I've used trastuzumab, pertuzumab. It's very difficult to compare these two right now in terms of anecdotal evidence, which is better. We have evidence and we have safety data for both regimens from the breast cancer world. I mean, these are tolerable regimens. I think right now the breast cancer world and what we're doing in colorectal cancer is more moving toward trastuzumab, pertuzumab. There's an ongoing SWOG study, which is also a registration study in second-line therapy, which actually uses trastuzumab, pertuzumab compared to irinotecan and cetuximab in second-line in HER2-amplified patients.
You know, it's funny because the one thing I didn't hear you say is the most common way it's used in breast cancer, which is chemo plus anti-HER therapy, trastuzumab.
Yeah, it's an interesting point. I mean, the SWOG study, for instance, initially had irinotecan as part of the second-line treatment, but I think we want to test biology at first and really get the confounding factor of chemotherapy out of the equation.